People from Fort McMurray can finally go home. Sort of. Tomorrow, the city begins its phased re-entry plan to allow some people to return home. But not everyone is ready to return, including Christina Aaron. We first spoke to Christina almost a month ago when she and her husband and three young children left Fort McMurray running from the fire. They've been in West Kelowna ever since. Christina Aaron is on the line with us this morning in West Kelowna. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Before we talk about you returning to Fort McMurray, we spoke to you last, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. What has the last few weeks been like for you and your family?
Kind of a blur, actually. My kids are happy. They feel like they're on vacation. For me, it's really difficult to be taken out of your life and trying to feel normal and come up with some sort of routine in a completely new environment, not knowing what's next.
And so what is next? When do you plan to return to Fort McMurray?
So we can voluntarily return as of June 2nd for our neighborhood. My husband's going to go back and check out the situation. But for me and the kids and for most other families that I know, we just don't feel that it's safe to bring children back. There's boil water advisories, there's toxins around in the air and around the town, things that we don't even know about. So we are waiting probably till July, I'm thinking is the plan right now, but constantly changing.
Where are you getting the information about boil water advisories and air quality? I mean, how do you gather that information and then make a decision?
That's coming from the municipality and from the province. So they're just making recommendations about what the air quality should be. And then it's kind of up to the individual to decide if you want to bring your children back when you have to boil water. The hospital's not up and running. There may or may not be grocery stores open. They tell you to pack enough clothing and food and those kinds of things when you go up to last you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's interesting. If you did go back, let's just say you decided to go back on Thursday, what would you have to do?
Well, it would be like going to camp out in your house is what you need to plan for, because you're not really sure what you're going to get when you get there. Fridges might need to be disposed of. Gas may not be connected to your home. So those things are unknown until you arrive. So we'd be packing, food and clothing and water and all those sorts of things.
You mentioned that your kids are having a good time. They think it's a one big vacation, but they've been out of school for a while. What's happening with their education?
So we've been doing a little bit of homeschooling things at home. It's very difficult because they're not in the mind frame for that as well. They don't need to go back to school until September. They'll be passed on to their next grade. But I plan when we do get home to have more of a scheduled reading and math and those kinds of things happening daily just to keep them up to speed so they're ready to go back in September.
You mentioned that your husband, Matt, he will be going back a little early. He's a pilot. We've spoken to him on our show a couple of times as well. He's been working in Fort McMurray on and off. What has he told you about the state of the community as he flies over it?
So he can't fly actually right into Fort McMurray. The airport's closed until June 10th. So he just kind of flies over and lands at the St. Croix area site where he normally flies day to day. So he doesn't really see the city area. He does mention that he doesn't see fires anymore around the actual city, that it's moved, so it's not in the town anymore. So he's just been living in Edmonton, flying out of there, so we've been separated. So we're going to try to make our way to Edmonton at the end of this week so that we can see him. He's being sent back up to Fort McMurray permanently to work as of June 10th.
We spoke with a reporter from, I think it was 103.1, the radio station up there, who said that he is back in Fort McMurray, and he said it's not as bad as people think it might be. How are you preparing yourself for going home?
I've noticed the air quality has been great up there the last few days, so hopefully things stay that way. And I don't believe that our children will actually be able to see the burned houses and the burned neighborhoods as we go back. We drive kind of past those communities and up to our home. So I like that because they won't be so traumatized. I think that would be a traumatizing thing for a lot of people going back.
It's interesting that you've even mapped that out.
Yeah, actually someone asked me the question yesterday and I thought about it and thought, well, they probably won't see a lot of the devastation that has happened in the community. So they'll be able to go, luckily, to our home and it'll look the same in our neighborhood.
Christina, it's been good to talk to you again. We'll no doubt talk to you when you get back home. Thanks very much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.